Andre Gray here on Diverse. Up to 30 for the season, must be buzzing.
Yeah, it's icing on the cake, really. Probably the greatest day of my life. I got a bit emotional, and my mum and all my family were there, and I went to find them upstairs, and it got a bit emotional for me, because my mum's been through a lot, and I'm glad she's got to see me pick the trophy up and follow my dreams. And she's been there from the start, and obviously my granddad's died and my boyfriend died, and it's been tough for her, and I've got emotional, obviously, and I was happy to make her proud, and my little brother had to see something that I probably won't see again.
I mean, that's so bad, and yet you're thriving here, and you can't, is that your motivation?
Yeah, there's a lot of my motivation. I come here to win the league, and I come here to get promoted, and since I've been here, it's been outstanding. Last season weren't the best, but at the same time, we beat Norwich away and we brought a record there. We beat Wolves, my hometown team, and we pushed Millwall to the end. And I can't explain how amazing my time has been here, and today is obviously the best time of my life, I think.
I was going to say, because I mean, the atmosphere here today, swathes of orange, so atmospheric, there's such a buzz. Can you describe just how wonderful it was?
I can't describe it. I was here last week on the stand watching, and I just wanted to be out there and help the team, but everything happens for a reason, and today I've come back, I've scored 2 goals, got 30, and when I hit 23, 24, and we had so many games left, my target got to 30, and forget the golden boot now, it's icing on the cake, but I've got 30 goals, we've been in the league, champions, and no one can take that away from me, whether Gregory beats me in the golden boot, so be it, but that's how it goes, and he's worthy winner if he beats me, so.
But I think you are one ahead at the moment, and from what we see up there, it seems to mean an awful lot to your teammates as well, to try and help you get to that. They were looking for you many times today. Obviously you're on spot kick duties today, and that must be lovely, knowing that they want you to get it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The team spirit's, it's like a rock, and if anyone come into our change room, they'd know that I don't think you can beat it. We've got so many young players, senior players mixed with it that kick us on. Ronnie edges me on Maka. He's always on my back, but he helps me, and people want me to score, and obviously they've put me on penalties, and obviously you can see Alzi didn't even ask for it from me, and that means a lot to me. And I don't take penalties, but the situation I'm in at the moment, we've won the league, every goal counts now, and if I can get the golden boot, it would be the awesome on the cake.
Because after your last one, you said you don't really take penalties, but Zay's was an absolute cracker.
Yeah, one of the first green players remembered it and tried to get in my head about it, but I knew where I was going to go from last week, and I'm not really practicing, but I was just a case of don't change your mind, just forget about it, and just do, if he saves it, he saves it. It's better than missing, and looking at winning.
And so one more game in order to try and get that golden boot. You say it would be the icing on the cake, but that's real motivation. There's so much motivation. There's that for the golden boot. There's 100 points. There's potential clean sheets record. There's still stuff to kind of really put the landmarks down this season in that last game.
Yeah, of course. It's been outstanding this season, and if we don't get records, we don't get the records. But we can do it. We've hit 100 goals now. I don't think no one expected to do that today, but we did. We've been outstanding this season with missed people like Guts, and obviously Benno's been injured today, and the terrible thing that happened to Smudger, but we found a way, and it's right what the gaffer's saying, that winners find a way, and we've been playing the right most of the season, and it was difficult at the start, but there's no excuses, and he said to everyone, find a way how to do what they got to do, and I had to find a way to score playing on the right, and I've obviously found a way, and it's worked wonderfully.
And just finally, today, obviously, such a great occasion, but it's such a young squad, and it's got the potential to go so far. How far can you see it going? And there's always speculation with you. You want to be a part of that?
Listen, I said when I come here, I want to be a part of history, and I want to be a legend. And the gaffer said, if you do what we've got to do, you're going to be legends. And I've done my job. Done what I've come here to go. When I came here, that was the plan, and we've won the battle, we ain't won the war. We can go so far, it's unbelievable. The team's so young, and if scouts were watching, they'd look from back to front, and we could fit in League One Championship teams, and it's outstanding to watch, and it's been a joy to play with everyone, and we've got the perfect mix, and just hope we can kick on next season and get to League One.
Brilliant. Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.